The Masonic Apron by Joseph Fort Newton. Horace Greeley used to say that he would not give a cent for a man who could not spell a word in more than one way. It showed a lack of versatility and inventive genius. Much the same may be said of Masonic symbolism, which is as flexible as it is suggestive, and may be interpreted in many ways by each initiate or student according to his light. Each sees what he carries in his heart, as we read in the prologue of Faust. All of which is brought to mind by a passage in the valuable book, True Principles of Masonry, in which the author tells us, out of a rich and thoughtful mind, what the apron means to him. It symbolizes that plan for the redemptive making of personality, which Masonry has sought to promulgate from the remotest ages. As we may read, this apron is composed of a square surmounted by a triangle, or of seven lines, four in the square and three in the triangle. The lower line in the square, to me, represents selfishness, the lowest and most degrading of all human passions. It has been the common saying from time immemorial that the love of money is the root of all evil. But I say to you that selfishness is the root of all evil, because selfishness, in its very worst form, may be entirely free from love of money. That selfishness of creed and dogma that is not willing to concede to another the same freedom of thought, speech, and conscience that we demand for ourselves. Selfishness is the progenitor of all the base passions of the human heart: vanity, deceit, cruelty, envy, jealousy, intolerance, greed, malevolence, lust, inhumanity, and brutality. Rising from this low plane of selfishness, we have two perpendicular lines. The one I call intellectuality, and the other spirituality. The one might possibly be termed an attribute of the mind, the other of the soul, and each of them capable of development, independent of or to the exclusion of the other. For example, a man may have reached the summit of all human knowledge. He may have the intellectual ability of a Euclid or a Sir Isaac Newton, but at the same time be wholly lacking in spirituality, or that faculty of his nature may be wholly dormant. In that case, endowed with the most brilliant intellect that can be conceived of, he may be a moral degenerate. On the other hand, another man's spirituality may be abnormally developed, to the utter exclusion of intellectuality. In such case, you find the religious fanatic, or a religious monomaniac. So we are forced to the conclusion that in order to secure good work, true work, and square work, just such work as is needed in the construction of a well-proportioned temple, the development must proceed along both lines of intellectuality and spirituality, in due proportion and harmony with each other. The top line of the apron square represents faith, a logical, reasoning faith that has grown up out of and been projected from the two lives of intellectuality and spirituality. A faith that satisfies the longings of my spiritual nature and at the same time meets with the approval of my reasoning faculties. Parallel with the top line of the apron square and in close proximity to it is the line at the base of the triangle. To me, it represents unselfishness and self-sacrifice. Rising from this line are the two converging lines of the triangle, the one love of God and the other love of my fellow man, and their intersection at the apex of the triangle generates the great undying light of Freemasonry. Whether or not all will accept that interpretation of the symbolism of the apron, all will agree that it is wise and good and inspiring teaching, which every man of us ought to lay to heart as the years come and go, like hooded figures, each bringing its quota of joy and sorrow, and also its opportunity for advancement toward that coronation of character, which is the crown of life and the defeat of death. So mote it be.